Ryland Governor Bevin and Andy Beshear had a debate in Lexington this week. We're less than 3 weeks out from the election. Tell us what happened.
I thought it was a good debate. It was a packed house at Singletary Center on the UK campus. Over 1,000 people were there. The audience hooted and hollered despite warnings from the moderators. And the questions were pretty policy-focused. The candidates did take some personal shots at each other. My big takeaway from this debate was about spending. Democratic candidate Andy Beshear has proposed several things that would cost a lot of money, from giving teachers an across-the-board $2,000 pay raise to reversing some of Bevin's cuts on higher education. And Bevin is just kind of saying, well, we can't afford that.
It is critical that we do not make promises that we do not have the money to back up. And it's easy to sit here and blow smoke, but we have to be able to pay for the things that we want the taxpayers to cover.
Beshear says he wants to raise money for those kinds of initiatives by legalizing casino gambling and taxing it. But mind you, even if Beshear wins, he's going to be dealing with a supermajority Republican legislature. Leaders of the state Senate say Beshear's casino proposal would be dead on arrival, so he would just be kind of left with the bully pulpit to try and guilt lawmakers into funding these initiatives.
We've talked a lot about how Bevin is rallying around the abortion issue to try to shore up his campaign. How does Beshear respond to that? Does he avoid talking about it?
Bevin for sure has been rallying around abortion. He calls himself the most pro-life governor in the country, and he signed a bunch of abortion bills, including one that would effectively ban the procedure after the 6th week of pregnancy, earlier than most women even realize they're pregnant.
And I think it is critical that you understand in this race you have a governor that will stand for life, or a candidate for governor that stands for abortion.
Beshear certainly isn't calling press conferences to remind voters about his stance on abortion. Kentucky's pretty conservative on this issue, but during this debate, he did come out and criticize Bevin on the issue, calling his stance extremist.
This governor supports a total ban, even for victims of rape and incest. People deserve options when they've been through this trauma. The total ban that Governor Bevin supports would leave them without those options.
Some polling came out this week showing that Bevin and Beshear are tied in the race. What's the takeaway here?
Polling in Kentucky has to be taken with a handful of salt, but I think the one thing we can be pretty sure of is that Bevin's standing has improved since last year. 46% of likely voters say they'll vote for Bevin, 46% say they'll vote for Beshear, and 7% are undecided. Bevin's numbers were up 8 percentage points from the same poll last year, and as we've gotten closer to Election Day, it looks like some of those skeptical Republicans are gravitating back to Bevin. He leads among men, older, and rural voters, while Beshear has more support with women and younger voters in metropolitan areas.
And finally, Kentucky's candidates for attorney general debated this week, too. What happened there?
This is a very interesting race. Republicans really want this office. They haven't had it since the 1940s. They fielded Daniel Cameron, a young protege of Mitch McConnell, and Democrats have Greg Stumbo, the former House Speaker who previously was Attorney General from 2004 to 2008. One of the big differences here is how they would treat potentially unconstitutional abortion laws that pass out of the legislature. Stumbo says he wouldn't defend them if they were likely unconstitutional.
But to say I'm going to support an unconstitutional law as a constitutional officer is simply not what people need to hear.
Cameron says he would.
Well, you send your elected representatives to Frankfurt to make the policy judgments and the policy prescriptions. You don't send your attorney general there to then substitute his preferences for those of his very liberal base.
Okay, we'll leave it there. We've been speaking with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Ryland Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.